Thank you for being with us as we focus now on the southern border.
At least I know that my granddaughter will have a better future here.
And
one day we'll be able to see each other again.
A tearful grandmother from Venezuela in El Paso speaking with MSNBC. She's learned that she and her husband will be separated from a daughter and granddaughter who are seeking asylum in the United States. Migrants have been rushing to the border in hopes of entering the U.S. in these hours now after a pandemic-related asylum restriction is lifted at midnight. Many migrants fear that the change could make it more difficult for them to stay. Migrants in Mexico shed clothing before descending a steep bank into the Rio Grande. They've been holding plastic bags filled with clothes. One man held a baby in an open suitcase on his head. On the U.S. side of the river, migrants put on dry clothing and picked their way through concertina wire. Many surrendered immediately, hoping to be released while pursuing cases in immigration court. Jose Diaz-Balart is anchor of MSNBC's Jose Diaz-Balart Reports, also NBC Nightly News Saturday and Noticias Telemundo. He tells us here at WTOP from El Paso, Texas, where he's been interviewing migrants and immigration attorneys there to help. People in many cases are fleeing violence and poverty.
It's a humanitarian crisis. It is a crisis of men, women, and children who are literally leaving everything and finding they have no other option but to try and get to the United States and ask for asylum. I can't tell you the times that I have witnessed through people that have made this journey just how difficult it is. One of the people that I was speaking with today that got here from Venezuela was telling me how when they were traveling on the train, they got on the bestia, the beast, which is the train that goes from south to north in parts of Mexico. And migrants will run by the side of that train and jump onto it to the tops and try to hitch a ride. Many of them fall, die, lose limbs. But then along the way, they are victimized over and over again by cartels, their representatives, and even Mexican government officials.
You know, here, far away from the action, far away from the border in D.C., we're talking policy, and we see notifications on our phones about a wave of migrants coming over. What would you say about the handling of this very desperate and dire situation by the Biden administration?
Title 42 ending is not a surprise for anyone. I mean, you know, I just think back, for example, of February of 2021, more than 2 years ago, when I spoke with Secretary Mayorkas, and he said that they were planning then to have centers throughout Latin America set up so that folks could, in their countries, request asylum in the United States. And that was in February of 2021. And then in June of 2021, I spoke with Vice President Harris. Then again, it was, yes, they're coming in very short time. And so just this week, when Secretary Mayorkas announced the changes that we would be seeing after 42 is lifted, they said, well, we're going to be setting up to 100 centers throughout Latin America. So my question is, well, what are we waiting for? And what is it that has made this not a reality so far? So I don't know. I think that maybe, you know, this has not been the priority that maybe it should have been.
Jose Diaz-Balart, an anchor of MSNBC's Jose Diaz-Balart Reports at 11 a.m. That's on weekdays. NBC Nightly News Saturday, Noticias Telemundo. He joined us from El Paso.